Hi, I'm Mindy. I'm on Team Parents.
I'm Zach, and I'm on Team Parents.
I'm Marshall, and I'm on Team Kids.
And I'm Elena, and I'm on Team Kids. And this is the Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast.
And today we have a special guest.
Who's our special guest, Marshall?
Our special guest is Aunt Michelle.
Say hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Michelle's my sister, and she has agreed to join us to be a guest on Team Parents for our Tim Burton Trivia Podcast. Thanks for coming, Michelle.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me. I'm excited.
Yeah, we like to have our family members on the Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast. And Michelle, how much do you know about Tim Burton?
I'm hoping enough to... to win.
All right. Well, I'm on your team. We'll see how Team Parents do. I mean, I think I've seen most of the Tim Burton movies, some several times. I think I can do okay. Elena, Marshall, how are you feeling from Team Kids?
I'm not an expert on Tim Burton, especially his life not having to do with his movies. But I love his movies like Edward Scissorhands and Nightmare Before Christmas and all of his movies.
I feel like Elena's going to like... drag the team. I feel like I'm gonna do nothing because she like really likes his movies like Coraline and Night Before Christmas.
Lena's gonna carry your team.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think already in our conversation we have some to discuss and learn about Tim Burton. So I have prepared some questions today. Do you guys want to hear a little bit about how the format's gonna run today?
I do.
Okay. So we're going to have two rounds. First round is going to be kids, parents questions, like usual. They're all going to be 1 point because they go from easy to hard within that round. And then the second round, like we've been doing recently, is a lightning round where anyone can answer the question. And I am going to give the kids the 5 second head start that we've done a few times because Michelle and Zach, even though you might not be Tim Burton experts, you have 30-something more years on just knowing Tim Burton movies, right? And like having more experience with some of the older movies, etc. So the second round is going to be a lightning round, and it's going to be all quotes from Tim Burton movies. I'm going to say the quote, and then you have to say the movie and or the character. 1 point for movie, 1 point for character. So second round, you get 2 points potential at play there. And each team could get one of those points. If you say it both at the same time, you both get the point. So we'll see how it goes. Any questions?
I think we're ready.
I'm excited.
All right. And we'll put music behind each of these questions before we answer so you can play along at home. And let's start then into round one. Zach's going to keep score. Yes, Zach?
I will keep score and we'll catch up at intermission.
Okay. So, first question for Team Kids. Round one is kind of general Tim Burton. What types of movies, people who've been in his movies, a little about his life, a little about his career. Starting easy. You ready, kids?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And round one all has multiple choice.
Oh, okay. That's a lot better.
Okay. Kids question one. Which of these movies with insect-related names did Tim Burton direct? A, The Fly, B, Arachnophobia, C, Infestation, or D, Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice.
D.
Marshall agrees?
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
You are correct. It is Beetlejuice. He did not direct any of those other films.
Are those even films?
Yes, they are all films.
Oh, Beetlejuice is the only one I've heard of, so I just guessed that one.
They're films that we're not quite ready to show you at this age.
Yeah, Arachnophobia gave me like a fear of spiders.
Oh, there's some sure. Horrifying movies in there.
Yeah. How about Fly?
That's an old sci-fi horror movie.
I really like Beetlejuice. I don't think it was scary.
Yeah. You and Dad recently saw the Broadway musical, Beetlejuice.
Yeah, that was really
fun. It's a great show.
Ready for parents question one?
Yep.
Which superhero film did Tim Burton direct? A, Superman, B, Batman, C, Aquaman, or D, The Hulk?
to say Batman.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was one of the Batman movies was Tim Burton.
The one with like, what is it, Heath Ledger in it? Was no? Oh, well.
You guys are correct. It is Batman. It was Michael Keaton. He directed the two Michael Keaton Batmans. He directed both Batman and Batman Returns in 1989 and 1992. They did not ask him back to direct the further Batmans because his Batmans were a little too scary for kids. Okay, kids, question two. This is might be a little bit of a guess. How many Tim Burton films has Johnny Depp acted in? A, 3, B, 6, C, 9, or D, 12?
The only one that I can think of is Edward Scissorhands.
I think it's 6.
There's more than Edward Scissorhands. It's a good number. I'll tell you, it's okay. It's not A.
I think it's 9. I think it's 9.
They seem to have the same vibe. So 9, I guess.
That's correct. It is 9.
Yeah, I felt like it wasn't like a low number, and I felt like it wasn't like 12, so I guess 9.
Wow, I think I was going to guess 6. 9?
9. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
All right. Edward Scissorhands in 1990, Ed Wood in 1994, Sleepy Hollow in 1999, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in 2005, Corpse Bride also in 2005, Sweeney Todd in 2007, Alice in Wonderland 2010, Dark Shadows 2012, Alice Through the Looking Glass 2016. Tim Burton produced, did not direct that film. So when I say Tim Burton films, I'm including... Some Tim Burton people will be like, no, it's only 8, but we're going to include that as a Tim Burton film. And let's see, where was it? Dark Shadows in 2012. What did I miss? Anyway, those are them. I think I was out of order.
Alice in Wonderland and Sweeney Todd were by him?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Sweeney Todd gets scary.
I forgot about Willy Wonka.
It does. Yeah, there's a lot of good ones in there. Weirdly, I think my favorite might be Ed Wood, which is a movie you guys haven't seen, but I've always loved that one.
Okay. Parents, you ready for a similar question? Parents, question two. How many Tim Burton films has Helena Bonham Carter acted in? Is it A, 6, B, 8, C, 10, or D, 12?
Holy cow, these are all larger numbers than I would have guessed. What do you think? You want to go one more or one less, Michelle?
Let's do one more.
10? All right.
It's 8. So she was in, 1, Planet of the Apes in 2001, 2, Big Fish in 2003, Corpse Bride 2005, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory 2005, Sweeney Todd 2007, Alice in Wonderland 2010, and Dark Shadows in 2012, and Alice Through the Looking Glass 2016. So that is 8 films.
Yeah.
They've both been in a lot of his films.
Helena Bonham Carter is Bellatrix, right?
Yeah, in Harry Potter.
Yes, yes. She plays Bellatrix.
People.
She's Mrs. Lovett in Sweeney Todd. You guys have seen Sweeney Todd. She's the Red Queen in Alice in Wonderland.
They're both kind of in like only scary movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They both have that vibe. All right. We ready for parents? No, kids. Kids question 3. All right. Okay. This one's a little tricky. Which of these animated films did Tim Burton not create, produce, direct anything? People often think he did, but he did not. A, The Nightmare Before Christmas. B, Coraline. C, Corpse Bride. Or D, Frankenweenie.
I thought he did all 4 of those.
Yes, people think he did. But there is one that he actually did not have anything to do with.
Is it Coraline?
It is Coraline, yes. So Coraline is a film that Tim Burton fans have enjoyed so much that it is often mistakenly confused for one of the director's original creations. To an extent, it's easy to see how viewers would make that mistake. It was written by Harry Selick, who directed The Nightmare Before Christmas, even though Tim Burton produced it. It was written by Harry Selick and Neil Gaiman.
That's cool. Interesting, huh?
I didn't know that. I have always thought that was him. And I also love Neil Gaiman, the books and the TV shows he's coming out with now. He's a great writer who writes kind of pretty creepy stuff.
Okay, let's move on to parents question three. Which of these films from the 2010s did Tim Burton not either create, produce, direct, anything? Did he not direct A, Hugo in 2011, B, Big Eyes in 2014, C, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children in 2016, or C, Dumbo in 2019? Which one is not a Tim Burton film?
I've seen Hugo and Dumbo, and then there was Miss Peregrine, and what was the fourth one?
Big Eyes.
Oh, and I've seen Big Eyes. Okay, so I've seen three of those. They're all kind of weird, stylized. Maybe Big Eyes?
What do you think, Michelle? I have no idea. All right,
I think I'm probably wrong, but Big Eyes.
Yeah, you guys are wrong. It was Hugo in 2011. It's a Martin Scorsese movie. So it has that similar creepy style, but it is not a Tim Burton movie. Big Eyes is, Miss Peregrine's is, and Dumbo is. So 2010s is harder because we've been older and we haven't been following Tim Burton movies quite as much. So that's why I gave you that question.
Well, and I think he's expanded his style, right? Because those movies are all much broader range.
Is Tim Burton still alive?
Tim Burton is still alive, yes. And how old he is will depend on this next question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, kids, question four. What year was Tim Burton born? Was it A, 1938, B, 1948, C, 1958, or D, 1968?
To still be alive, I will guess 1968, but I don't know how old he is.
Can you read the questions again?
Is he still producing movies? Because that depends.
He is still producing movies. He produced Dumbo in 2019, which was only, what, 4 years ago? So 1948, he would have to be well into his 70s. He'd have to be 75. So he'd have to be 85 for 1938. And he'd have to be 65 for 1958 and 55 for 1968.
I think it was C.
Same.
It was C.
Yeah.
Kids, good job.
Yeah,
good
that's
job.
Just a random guess. 1958, just, you right? know, to still be young enough to be producing, but...
But old enough that we were kids when his movies first started coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct. 1958. So parents... Where was Tim Burton born? Parents question four. Where was Tim Burton born? Was it A, Albany, New York, B, Youngstown, Ohio, C, Seattle, Washington, or D, Burbank, California?
Kids are going to win handily here. Michelle, do you have any ideas?
Burbank? I'm just going to guess
so,
Burbank.
So let's see. Is he a Hollywood person or a New
California.
York person or anything? I mean, he went into Hollywood and film. So let's go Burbank,
yeah,
California.
That's what I'm thinking.
Parrot, you are correct. To Burbank, California. He lives in Hollywood. He did live in London for a while when he was with Helena Bonham Carter. They had two. Well, I don't know if I get into this further. But anyway... but yes, he is a Hollywood LA guy. He was born in Burbank, California.
Wait, was Tim Burton and Helena Bonham Carter like together or no?
They were, which leads us into my next question. They were never married, but they had a romantic partnership and they have two kids together. Kids question five. This is hard, though. This is the hardest question in this round. I just listed all the films Helena Bonham Carter was in. During filming for which movie did Tim Burton develop a relationship with Helena Bonham Carter? Was it A, Sleepy Hollow, B, Corpse Bride, C, Alice in Wonderland, or D, Planet of the Apes?
It's just a guess at this point.
I'm going to take a random guess and say A. I have no idea.
That's a good guess. That is a good guess. But it was D, Planet of the Apes.
Really?
It was the first one she was in. If you remember, 2001 was Planet of the Apes. It was the very first movie she was in of his. So it is the first time they really met and they fell in love. And they were together for years. They were never married, but she was in lots of his movies. They had two kids together and they lived in adjoining houses in London, not the same house, but house adjoined by a hallway. And they had a long relationship and then they parted amicably and still remain co-parents and friends.
That's so interesting. Have either of you kids ever seen Planet of the Apes?
No, but I want to.
One of these days we should watch Planet of the Apes. It's a great movie.
I haven't seen either, so yeah, it'd be fun.
All right, well, we need a Planet of the Apes movie night here at the Curtis House. Parents question five, the hardest parents question. This is a bit about early Tim Burton getting started as an animator. Tim Burton went to college at the California Institute of the Arts for animation. What is the name of the animated film that Tim Burton made in college at the California Institute of the Arts that was so unique and clever it attracted the attention of Disney and inspired them to offer him an animator's apprenticeship with Disney? Was the name of this film A, Stalk of the Celery Monster, B, Timmy and the Train Ride of Terror, C, The Hand of the Skeleton, or D, Danger Down Under? Which film do you think Tim Burton made? One was him, and the other three were me making up names.
Oh, so they're not even real ones. You made them up. I mean, the celery one was a really good title. I was going to be impressed that you came up with a celery stalk pun.
That's as good a guess
so
as I
think that's the best title, so I'm going to go with the celery stalk.
All right, well, Tim Burton is more creative than me, so good job. Yes, that is correct. His animation, and you can look it up online. There's like very sketchy versions of it. I watched it. It's called Stalk of the Celery Monster, and it's about kind of a mad scientist, and you find out, well, I won't tell you what you find out at the end, but there's a twist in the end, and it's like a little animation, and it looks very Tim Burton-y. It's like very much his style. He already had this like inherent animation and like creation style, and it's really kind of cool. So I would suggest watching it. Stalk of the Celery Monster.
Oh, I'm definitely interested in seeing that.
Yeah, we should watch it. All right, that is the end of round one. Zach, let's see how we did. I think you both did okay, actually.
The score looks better than it feels as we went through it, because I felt like we didn't know anything. But Team Kids have 4 out of 5, and Team Parents have 3 out of 5.
Good job, kids, and good job, parents.
Thank you.
All right, should we take a brief break before round two, the lightning round?
For sure.
Okay. Here we are in round two of our Tim Burton trivia. Kids have 4 points, parents have 3 points, and round two is something new. It is a lightning round, and it is quotes from Tim Burton movies. You get a point for the show, and you get a point for the character. And when I say Tim Burton movies, these are movies he either directed, wrote, produced, one of those things. Most of them he directed, but some of them he didn't. He just was involved. All right. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. So wait, question. Do we get a head start?
Yes. The kids get a 5-second head start. There will be 5 seconds of silence so the people at home can try to answer. And then kids get 5 seconds. And then parents can jump in, okay? Would you guys like me to try to say these in the voice-ish of the character to give you a little bit of hint? To, like, make it a girlish voice or make it a boy voice or do it in a British accent or something to try to give you a little help?
No.
Oh, sure. Come on.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm not promising to do it well. I'm just going to try.
That's even better.
All right, it'll help you. Yeah. Okay, they start easy and go harder. You don't get any more points as they go harder. It's just true, okay? Quote one. But it seems wrong to me. Very wrong.
Sally, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes, Elena, for number one. It was Sally, Nightmare Before Christmas. Does anyone happen to know who voices Sally? Just as extra tidbit. Not even Zach?
Why am I blanking on her name? Catherine. Catherine O'Hara.
Yes, our favorite Catherine O'Hara from Schitt's Creek. She's Moira.
Oh, I forgot.
She's in Beetlejuice, another Tim Burton movie she's in. Number two. Sometimes I believe in as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast.
One of the crazy ladies from... Wait, no. That's from Coraline. I don't know.
Michelle, go.
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland. Alice.
That's correct. It is. I tried to do a little British girl voice as best I could. All right, yes. That is from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I don't know Alice in Wonderland very well.
Number three. Okay, this is a person one and person two. I can't tell you who those people are, but I will do their voices. The first one is a girl. The second one's a boy. Hold me. I can't.
Something from Edward Scissorhands. I don't know Edward Scissorhands and the teenage girl. And the love interest? I don't know her name.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know her name either. Kim. Her name is Kim.
Kim Winona Ryder's Edward character. Scissorhands.
Yeah. But you're correct. Yes, that is Edward Scissorhands. She says, hold me. And he says, I can't, which is a great, great line. Number four. It was that night I discovered that most things you consider evil or wicked are simply lonely and lacking in the social niceties.
I haven't heard this one.
You probably have never heard of this movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Michelle, any ideas?
I have no idea.
Is it Ed Wood?
It's not Ed Wood. It's... stories of people, a person who goes around and meets people who are unlikely people that people might consider evil or wicked and realizes they are simply lonely or lacking in social niceties.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard of this one.
You ready? That quote is from Big Fish. And it's Ewan McGregor, who is Ed Bloom.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think of that movie as Tim Burton.
I forgot he directed that.
Didn't even
that.
Process in
I
my
have
mind.
Watched that.
You have? You have watched?
Yeah, I watched it, I think, twice.
Well, we haven't talked about it yet because neither Johnny Depp nor Helena Bonham Carter was in it. So, yes, but Ewan McGregor was in it and Albert Finney played the older... Actually, Helena Bonham Carter is in it. My bad.
Yeah, I just don't remember that quote.
It's kind of an obscure quote. They're getting harder. Okay, question five. I spent so long in the darkness, I'd almost forgotten how beautiful the moonlight is.
Oh, I don't know. Is it from an animated movie? Is it Corpse Bride?
Yes, it is. Yes, Emily from Corpse Bride. That is correct. Okay. Question six. This one's a little bit longer. I actually don't know what the voice of this one is, but the person who plays it will have a British voice like this, so I'll do a British voice. One day they'll tell a story about a human who came from the stars and changed our world. Some will say it was just a fairy tale, that it was never real, but I'll know.
Tim Burton? Did he direct Peter Pan? Any Peter Pan?
No.
What? That sounds exactly like something from Peter Pan. I
don't know. Human who came from the stars to change their world.
That sounds like Peter Pan.
What world, what planet would they have changed?
Planet of the Apes.
Yes, Planet of the Apes.
I didn't know that was on a different planet.
Ari, who is Helena Bonham Carter's character.
Because we're losing, I'm going to take that point. But we did not get a point for knowing the character.
But was it a different planet? Okay, number 7. When you lose someone you love, they move into a special place in your heart.
Something About Death. So every single one of his movies. Corpse Bride? Edward Scissorhands?
Nope.
Are you just going to list all of them off now?
None of his movies have two quotes. I haven't chosen two quotes.
No. What's it called? Frankenweenie.
Oh, Marshall. Frankenweenie. Yes. So that is Mrs. Frankenstein who tells her son, when you lose someone you love, they move into a special place in your heart. And then he brings his dog back to life as a Franken dog.
Because that's not true.
Number 8.
Wait, did we get that or no? Did we get that?
Yeah, sure. We'll give it to you. All right. Person 1 is a guy. Person 2 is a girl. What was his crime? Foolishness.
Sweeney Todd, the butcher, and
the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Yeah.
That says something about our parenting, how quickly you got that.
Yeah, that's a little disturbing.
You guys got that before I did, and that Sweeney Todd is my favorite Tim Burton show.
All right, 9. This is one I don't think any of us have seen. These next two are hard. You might not get these, but just guess. 9. We don't need you to make us feel safe. Because you make us feel brave, and that's even better.
I keep thinking of, like, Roald Dahl books.
I have no idea.
Yes, I would say maybe this
Corpse
feels...
Corpse Bride?
It's not a Roald Dahl book that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
So we've already done a quote
Alice
from
Alice in Wonderland.
Ride, and we've already done a quote from Alice in Wonderland. Yeah.
I don't know any of these, Michelle.
Big Eyes.
It's not Big Eyes. The quote is... We don't need you to make us feel safe because you make us feel brave, and that's even better. It is from Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, and it is a character named Emma, and I have not seen that movie, and neither have any of us, any of the rest of us, but maybe someone at home has, and maybe they got it. Okay, this is an older movie that Tim Burton directed that I know we saw in our childhood. The kids probably don't even know this movie exists. I want to thank my grandma for always being so good to me and for helping save the world and everything.
What? I have no idea.
You guys won't know this one, likely.
I don't know if I'll know it either.
The grandma helped save the world from aliens. I will give you that clue.
Wait, is it E.T.? No, he doesn't do E.T.
I don't think I've ever seen...
Did you do E.T.?
No, that's Steven Spielberg.
Oh, right.
This is the hardest one. That was from the 1996 film Mars Attacks.
Oh.
Mars Attacks.
I have seen that.
That was Tim Burton.
With the big
Tim Burton was both
head.
The writer and producer on Mars Attacks.
Oh, I love that one. I had no idea.
All right, well, that's all the quotes. The kids actually jumped in and got a lot of those. It's kind of designed for that. So they might have... blowing you out of the water, but parents will see if you held your own.
Michelle, I think we should be proud. Kids may have gotten 13 points, but team parents got 6. So look at that. Congrats, team kids.
You did good.
But you guys knew a lot of those quotes. I maybe shouldn't have given them the extra 5 seconds at the beginning, but I'm not going and re-recording it. So they get the 5 seconds.
We got double than you, plus 1.
Yep.
Yes, you did. Nice
good math.
Work.
You guys didn't know a lot of those quotes, though. But it was a fun discussion about Tim Burton, and I think we learned a few things.
I think a lot of it is just forgetting how many great movies Tim Burton has done. We think about the few. We think about Beetlejuice and Edward Scissorhands and Nightmare Before Christmas, but there are so many more good movies.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about the amazing movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Wait, that he did that too?
We miss Paul Reubens.
Yes.
Oh, yes. R.I.P. Paul Reubens. Yeah, I think we kind of got to the other big ones he did. We talked about all the others. I'm kind of looking through the list. Yeah, I think so for the most part.
Except for Beetlejuice 2, which is apparently coming out soon.
Yes, I'm excited.
2024 is what's listed here. Yes, that's exciting. The other one we didn't really, it was mentioned, but Dark Shadows, evidently it's not good and no one saw it and it was in 2012. So, all right. Well, thanks for playing, everyone, and have a spooky Halloween season and go watch some Tim Burton movies.
Thank you for listening.